Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
And I know it's just because you are so conditioned, and I know we all are, right? I fight these demons all the time, but that was an important conversation to have, because like, I don't know that you realize how you make me feel when you say those things.
Speaking of phenomenal, you are a phenomenal high.
Last night I was, oh my God.
Hey everybody, welcome to Marriage and Martinis. I'm Adam, here's Danielle.
Hello.
So I wanted to continue last week's episode because there was a lot of stuff we didn't get to and I thought was kind of important, right? So, I mean, I think there's going to be some things that we're going to get into about that really, I don't know, shaped how we are recently or what's been going on with us as, what are these weird looks you're giving me?
No, yeah. I'm excited for you to, you're like, you, this was your idea. So yeah. I said, you plan it and everything and lead the episode. And we've had some very interesting talks the past couple of days and well, the past week.
Well, I mean, just where we are to me now is weird, you know? So we'll get into that too. Right. And aside from that, Danielle got high yesterday.
It was 420. I didn't realize that till today.
I know. I thought that was why you wanted to take
the
gummy.
What? Are you kidding me?
Well, please. We'll talk more about that because some hilarious things did happen.
Mm-hmm. I was going to take a gummy to record this episode.
Oh.
Maybe in a couple of weeks we'll do that.
All right, we'll do marriage and marijuana.
Ooh, look at that. Yeah, look at you with the titles.
Yeah, so there was just, you know, some stuff we didn't get into that I thought we should. What's oh boy?
You're going to throw me under the bus.
No, not at all.
Oh, okay.
Why do you think?
I mean, I was a terrible parent. I was a terrible.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Yesterday.
No, I'm talking about the shoot, the boudoir shoot. Mm. And, you know.
I was thinking about last night.
Save that for the end?
Yeah.
Okay. But you did ask me if. All right, we'll start light. You asked me, did the photo shoot change my opinion of lingerie? So we'll start nice and easy with that, right? Because I was not a fan of lingerie, not because I don't think it looks nice, but I never experienced it, number one.
I guess you did.
With you?
Mm-hmm.
When? In the beginning of our relationship?
Yes.
Yeah, I have the picture, actually. I think I still have it on my phone.
I want to see it.
You want to see it?
I mean, I don't know if I want it next to the recent pictures. What was I, 24? I mean.
I think that was more of a, I don't know, what do I do with this situation kind of thing. Like, I never experienced lingerie except like.
Not because I didn't want to.
No, I'm not blaming you or anything.
I mean, but I would have tons of times, but I'm just like, I'll feel silly. He thinks it's stupid.
Yeah, because I think I thought it was more for, you know, like a catalog or, you know, like to sell lingerie. Like, that's when it looks good. You know?
People buy it. They're not just putting out a catalog.
I know that.
Just to put out a catalog.
I'm saying for me, my personal experience with this, I know other people do. But I'm like, because in my mind, it's like, okay, put on lingerie, walk out. Wow, you look amazing. Take it off.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, that was great for 3 seconds. Like, what's the point? You know what I mean? Like, so I was kind of like, where does it, like, you're not like dancing around the room for 20 minutes in your lingerie or doing, you know what I mean?
Jamila put a stripper pole in her house. I'll put on ours.
All right. So a twofold change for me with that. Number one, seeing you in the lingerie, I loved. I mean, I thought.
You mean on the boudoir shoot?
In the shoot. Yeah. Amazing. Like, it's what I not what I expected. It's more than what I expected it to be. Like, I didn't know. Number one, she, who, what's her name? Who did the photography?
Eugenia.
Amazing job. You know, like,
oh,
such professional looking, you know.
She'll be on the podcast next week.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. Nice. So it looked amazing. And part two was you wore it in the bedroom and I made you leave the top on. Because I was enjoying it. I liked it. It wasn't just like, okay, rip it off. Mm-hmm. It was like we kind of used it, you know, for the setting. You know, like it was enjoyable. So, yeah. So I think I'm a fan.
So you want me to get more?
No.
Why? We'll you don't want me to spend the money.
Yeah. We'll paint the one you have now if you want a different color.
We'll paint it. We'll spray paint it.
Spray paint it.
Yeah. I think that. Again, forever is a really long fucking time, right? Till death do us part is a really long time. How many times have I said it? I think that especially in a world where you have kids, you know, even if you don't have kids or you have work or whatever those other obligations are and everything, sometimes spicing it up can be difficult because of time constraints and energy and... all of that. And I think lingerie is like one way that kind of, you know, it's not role playing, obviously, but it's a type of role playing, right? It's a, you know, I want to feel sexy. And I think for some women who are so self-conscious of our bodies, it's a chance to sort of, accentuate, you know, the positives and the things that we love about ourselves and, you know, take the focus off of the places that we maybe don't love about ourselves. And I have to be honest, I don't know. And nothing, this is nothing against guys, I guess, but I don't know that you guys are so awesome about like making us feel better about ourselves, you know, and our problem places and our problem, not problem, but, you know, in our own minds, right? Mm-hmm. That internal voice that we need to shut the fuck up. And so lingerie, I think, is one way to like, you know, keep it a little bit different and versatile and everything without having to like, you know, like figure out a fucking sex swing or like, you know, do things right. That are, you know, buy some kind of crazy, like whatever. It just is a simple way to spice it up.
Yeah. I think also that the photo shoot helped me for wanting it to be in the bedroom. Like if you never did the photo shoot and you just walked in with it, I would have been like, wow, that's fucking great. Take it off. Let's go. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think I would have been.
Right. Cause you were imagining the photos.
Yeah. I was looking at the photos while you were on it.
Shut the fuck up. See, that's the hard part is that I love, 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 love the photos so much. But like, I like, here I am.
Oh, wait, no, that's not true. I'm remembering it wrong. You weren't on top of me. We weren't having sex. We were pleasuring each other. Mm-hmm. And that's when I was looking at it. Because we were just like laying next to each other, taking care of each other.
But like, I'm right there. Fucking turn around and look at me.
I know, but... Wait a minute. No, but it's like, don't people
it's
watch
the fantasy?
Yeah, like don't people, but you're my right, fantasy,
but,
aren't
but
you?
But I'm there. I want to be the fantasy in real life. Like, I want you to be like, damn, you look good right now. But, not like when I have my makeup, my hair. Don't get me wrong. I love that you like, I know you look at them during the day and everything. I love that. But also, shit, is he looking at them now because I don't look that good in real life?
I had both.
Okay. It was like a threesome.
Yeah, I was having a threesome with
you. It was
like
you. a sci-fi threesome with a clone or something.
And look, it was new. It was brand new. We had just gotten them, you know, and like I, you know. So.
I hope so. I hope that was what it is. Because, you know, like I said, I'm obsessed with the whole experience. I'm obsessed with the pictures. But also like, look, real me doesn't look like that every day, you know? And I want you to like want real me too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Nope. Bold. That's coming up too. No, but you also asked me if we should do a couples thing or if I should do it, you know, and now I think at the beginning I was like, all right, maybe you're talking me into it kind of thing. Now, no.
I hate that.
I know.
No, I'll convince you. Don't worry.
I don't know. I just feel you. Like, I can't live up to what you did.
I couldn't live up to what I did if it wasn't like the whole, you know, it's like the photographer said to me beforehand, she's like, you're going to love yourself in these pictures. She's like, you know, it's good, you know, and it made me love myself outside the pictures. But obviously, you know, what she meant is, look, this is art, you know, this is what they do. This is their thing. And like I wrote in the blog that, you know, that I did, I hope everybody will read it. I wrote, you know, look, I obviously she knew the angles. She knew the, you know, like the poses, the this, the that. But I was still me, you know, no amount of makeup, hairspray, whatever is going to take away from that. You know, my presence was still my presence. Like I was still me. And I think that's the beautiful thing is you look at the pictures and you're like, look, that is me. That's my body. That's my, you know.
Yeah, but it's more than that. You know, like, look, there's a reason that you and I don't do much video. We're a little bit awkward on video. Like, I know I am.
I've done a lot of videos recently.
Yeah. I mean, you do. Well, you do more like a natural, like on Instagram, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. No, there's nothing professional about anything I do on Instagram.
Like, but like with your, you know how to, I guess she told you how to make the right face for the right shot or what, like, I don't know.
She gives you instructions, but you also are like, you're you, you know, you, yes, you will. We're going to do it. We're doing it. Okay. We don't have to share the pictures if you don't. Yeah. That's a lie.
What?
We have to share the pictures, but because I want to, it's going to be great. It's going to be so fun. Okay. And if I could do it.
It does sound fun.
I was the guinea pig in this situation and look at how it's affected me. Like it's, you know, it's been amazing. Mm-hmm. So yeah, but I don't want to concentrate on that too much because we're all, I'm also going to talk to Eugenia next week and I want to ask her all this stuff. Mm-hmm. So yeah,
well, I'm curious, how do you think you doing this has affected our relationship? I know it's a broad question, but
well, that was something that I was interested in asking you because look, a little bit before the photo shoot happened, obviously, I don't know, we did the episodes, the when is it the last straw and everything, you know, when we really were going through a horrible, horrible time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even, like around Thanksgiving, a little after Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And it was awful. I mean, it was really, it was awful. I woke up every day with like this sunken feeling that, you know, everything was kind of like going to shit and I didn't see a way out of it. I knew we've been places like that before, but the difference this time was that I was strong enough to leave if I needed to, you know. I felt very much like I could leave, where I think in other times when we've had really difficult times in the past, I sort of felt trapped or stuck. And I would say, I don't know, the last 3-4 weeks. Is it 3 weeks? I don't know.
Sure.
It started before the shoot, I think.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping. And that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
I said to you, like, did you have some kind of therapy session? Like, because I forgot what the word is. I don't know. It doesn't matter. But I said to you, because things were so great for a couple weeks, like weirdly great. When just a month ago you were like, should I leave? Should I, you know, like you were ready to.
It was more than a month ago.
Fine, a couple months ago. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden it's like a complete 180 of what it was. So I was thinking, did your therapist say to you, like, you know, try this, you know, try to be the ultimate, try to be the nicest, try to appreciate, you know, make him think you're at least appreciating him for what he is.
You're
or what
saying
he does.
Basically trick him.
I don't know.
Like trick him into thinking that you're really happy with
not
him.
No, not trick him. It's more like show him how you really feel and how it could be.
You couldn't have paid me enough money to do that a couple months ago.
So
you couldn't have paid me enough money to act like I loved you. Like,
but it wasn't a couple months ago. It was recent. So maybe like.
Right. But that's not something I could even fake.
So what happened?
You're asking me. I want to ask you that. I don't know.
I know. I. Where was the turning point? Like, what happened that we went from like getting ready to separate to like now it's like our best marriage we've ever had in our lives? Mm-hmm. Like, what happened? I don't know. I don't have the answer.
I want you to answer that. Look.
Like, all of a sudden, you were, like, extreme, like, ultra nice, like, ultra sweet, like, ultra, like, appreciative, like, under, like, making me think that, like, you understand and respect, like, what I do and my time. Like, things that I've never really truly felt before from you. Like, I know you've said the things and there's just a difference. Something like, I don't know. And
you're the difference.
So I led the change?
Yes. Yeah, of course.
I guess that's good. Yeah. I mean, because I'm doing it without realizing that I did it, which means I just want to do it without thinking about it.
Yeah, you led the change. You know, when we would have discussions before, it would be you constantly being like, just arguing with me about everything, right? You would never just listen. And I honestly, you know, a lot of times I talk to my friends who've left their husbands and everything. And, you know, one thing that they say, not just one or two of them, like a bunch of them are like, you know, he just didn't see me anymore. He didn't see me as who I was and everything. And that's exactly how I felt. I felt, you know, while still knowing you love me and I'm your person and everything, that you weren't seeing me, you weren't valuing me. There wasn't an appreciation for everything I've done, and there wasn't an appreciation for the fact that, like, I've kind of kept us together all these years, right? Like, there, I mean, it's been tough at times. And I think that one of the big things that changed was you, first of all, you were nice for the first time in so long. Like, you've been very kind and gentle and attentive and really making, a concerted effort with the kids and, you know, could do a little more around the house, but because you're outside with your fucking plants. Mm-hmm. And like, I'm like,
yeah,
no,
take
no,
care
no.
of those plants.
I don't give a shit about the plants. So, you know, I guess the niceness was partially in response to he's stepping up and trying. I also think I'm exactly who I've always been, and you are seeing me for the first time. I honestly think that. I think for the first time, and yes, I think the boudoir shoot probably took it to another level. And also, look, a boudoir shoot in and of itself is an amazing experience. Everyone should do it. I 100% think that. But on top of that, I think you saw how people see me. I think you saw in the comments and the reactions and the messages and the this and the that. You know, we get messages a lot for the podcast.
I disagree.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because when I saw them before everybody else saw them.
Right. But I think the reactions to you were kind of just kind of like, oh, yeah, people think my wife's pretty cool.
No, because when I thought all those things immediately when I saw the pictures for the first time.
The
respect for you to actually go and do that, how amazing you looked in the pictures, like how, like all the things everybody said to you in those messages, like ran across my mind in 3 seconds when I first saw them. So I didn't need to know that other people are
okay,
you know.
Great.
I mean, it's wonderful that you
I really thought there was part of you that was like, oh, fuck, maybe I'm not seeing something that, look, not that I posted for validation or anything, right? I posted hesitantly, very hesitantly, kind of out of, you know, a promise I had made. And I was worried about it. I was very concerned when I posted. I was on guard. And look, obviously people showed up and it was fantastic. It's been one of the most amazing experiences I've ever had in my life.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
From start to finish. And I guess also that, you know, there is this side of me that has kind of been not repressed, because in comparison maybe to other people, it's not repressed. But as far as my own, the way I feel on a day-to-day basis about what I want to feel in the world and how I want to feel walking through the world, you know, this has given me a confidence and a validation about, you know, about my decision to stop dieting, about my decision to stop letting diet culture rule my life and all of that. Like, that people do show up and people do want you to love yourself, and people do, I think it validated the fact also that people, sexiness and attraction is something that is more than body type. It's a vibe. It's a feel. And well, I stand by that.
If I can stop you with that.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to talk about that too. And it's okay if I'm going to be a little honest. I think it's something that you and I have never spoken about before. Right. So I think that's something that I've learned too through this process, right? Like, you've been talking about your weight gain for so long now and how it's made you feel and, you know, taking you to the next steps, like doing a boudoir shoot and all this stuff. But I've never spoken about how I felt about that. And, you know, along the way, it's like, how do I feel about the fact that Danielle's been gaining weight? And like, what are my true feelings about this thing? Do I really? Because
look, we got a lot of questions about that.
What, about my interpretation of it? Okay, so look, you know, it wasn't the most, you know, positive thinking on my end of, you know, my wife is gaining weight. You know, what's going on? Like, where is this
headed? Oh, yeah, no, like, I know.
Yeah, okay. So what I think that this,
where is this headed?
Shoot, like, did for, where is this headed with us? Like, I'm not speaking about it. You're not really speaking about it. Like,
I speak about it all the time.
But you never asked me at all, like.
First of all, that's not true.
Is it?
That's not true at all. Secondly, like, this is the whole problem. I'm sort of like, why the fuck do I have to ask you how you feel? Like, it's not your decision. I know that this is something that couples argue about all the time. Mm-hmm. One person's very into fitness and stuff and, you know, and they're making smoothies and this and that. And the other one has decided they're not anymore. Like, it's all such, oh my God, what we fucking go through.
I'm agreeing with you.
Well, sort of, except that we had a talk, a very honest talk the other day that concerned me.
Well, can I finish what I was saying?
Yes.
You don't want me to?
No, I do. I do. I do, except that I want it to be accurate, and the accuracy is not that I haven't asked you. And also, I know because of how you've made me feel in many situations.
Okay. Right. Mm-hmm. Look, and looking back on it now, I realize how wrong it was for me to think or feel that way because of how I feel now, especially. You know, I've never in our relationship been more attracted to you than I am now. Your body, your mind, like everything
about
you.
Because of the boudoir shoot.
Well, that's part of it. The other part of it is because of where we are in our relationship now compared to ever, right? So there's so much. It's not just about even just seeing the pictures of the boudoir shoot, but like that you fucking did it is so sexy without even seeing the pictures. That the fact that you just went out there and did that, which I don't think I could ever do, like without you saying to me, you should do it. It's going to look great. You know, the whole thing. Like, I don't think I could do that on my own. And I think that's really hot that you were like, I'm going to fucking do it, you know? And especially after seeing everything, like, I don't know, something clicked seeing those things where I physically want you like all the fucking time. Like I, not well, as much as you.
Exactly. We'll talk about that.
Okay. It's not making sense. Not okay.
No, look, it makes sense, but I'm also angry. You know, I have a lot of anger and resentment about how I've had to deal with, you know, all of this. And, you know, and not just for me, for all the women out there. This has been hard. Not the boudoir shoot, before the boudoir shoot. What we go through to, you know, try to be able to just like live a joyous life of, you know, not letting this rule us, is too much. It's too much, and we shouldn't have to do it. And, you know, I guess the hard thing I've always said on this podcast for years is that, you know, you always tell me I'm your person and all this stuff, but also I sometimes feel like you bring down my self-confidence. And I need, you know, I always say I need to be around my girlfriends. I need to be around my sister. I need to be around, you know, the people in my life who, even online, right? Like there's people all the time online are like so gracious and wonderful and, you know, see me, and, you know, our listeners and everything. And you were the one who wasn't. And I think that, you know, I was so angry about how much emphasis you put on this one thing when I wasn't around you, I would walk around like so proud of myself and so comfortable in my skin. And you were the one that was holding me back. And you even the other day said, well, what's the limit, right? Like, what's the limit? And you've said to me many times before, and actually when I've asked you before in my own weird way, right? Do I look heavy or, you know, are you not attracted to me? Or like whatever the things that I would ask. And I didn't think you were not attracted to me because you always seemed to be attracted to me. But yet you seem to also have a part of your brain that is like fighting against that. Like, no, this is not what is supposed to be attractive. And this is not like, I'm not supposed to feel this way. You know, I am supposed to want a skinny wife and I'm supposed to. And so I always, you know, look, I that's where I got to the point also. And I know my value, you know, now at 46 and everything, I know what I'm worth. I know that I am an amazing partner, I think, and that I deserve to feel like a goddess, as all of us fucking women do, for exactly who we are, however, whatever stage we're at. And the weight thing drives me fucking insane. And so, you know, and I've known sort of, you know, look, it all started with my sister, who was sort of like, I think like a pioneer in all of this. And I sort of followed her lead. And as I was doing it myself and felt the freedom of it and the liberation of it, and to go to a restaurant and just order whatever the fuck you want and like just celebrate and everything, I knew I felt like a badass then. Forget the boudoir shoot, as much as I love it. I felt like a badass back then when I was like, fuck it, I'm no longer doing this because I want other women to see we don't have to live like this. And, you know, and I did the body image episode, which was like huge. Obviously, so many women needed it and you still didn't see. And for years, you haven't. And at the same time, you know, I get these messages on Instagram like, I have such a girl crush, you're so sexy, you're so this or so that. And again, not that I'm expecting those messages, but it's sort of like, why doesn't he see me? Mm-hmm. And for the first time, I would say, I think you see me. Mm-hmm. But it's taken too fucking long. And, you know, and I'm sad that I dealt with that all that time. I'm sad that so many of us women, and I'm, you know, on behalf of everyone, like, I'm sorry that this is the way it is. It should not be like this. Mm. I cry for myself, but I also cry for like everybody else, because it fucking sucks and it's stupid and it means nothing. And, you know, so yes.
So yes. Okay.
I don't know. I just, you know, you say that you learn now or whatever. I'm 46. Had I not done the boudoir shoot, like, what was I? How old was I going to have to be before?
No, but you said that this was starting before the shoot, right?
yes, you were being kinder and everything. Look, I've always thought in the bedroom that you were attracted to me. I've never felt like in the bedroom you weren't. You're a different person outside the bedroom. I've always said that. Mm-hmm. You're a different person outside the bedroom. And so I didn't get that same feel outside the bedroom that I did. Like when we're inside the bedroom, I think you think very different things because we're in the privacy of our own. You're more worried about what the world thinks. I think.
No.
Yes.
But okay. I don't think that's true, but
you've been so conditioned since you were little about.
Yeah, but I don't think that's been the case. Maybe it was. I don't think it's been for quite some time. Like
So you said to me during our thing, you said, you know, what's the limit, right? Like, okay, I like you like this, but how much more are you going to gain or whatever? Wait, I'm not done.
Okay.
And this is important. And I said to you, who is the opposite, who you are always talking about, how worried you are about how small you are, I said to you, what if I said that to you? You look great like this. Don't lose any more weight. Don't lose any more muscle. It feels pretty shitty, right?
Yes.
No?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
But also, I said, as soon as you said that to me, like, you know, be, you know, I don't want you to, I said, we were ordering pizza and in my mind, because I'm so conditioned and because society is so fucked up, all of a sudden I was like, maybe I shouldn't have pizza. You know, the last time I thought maybe I shouldn't have pizza was no time recent. So like those, even those little messages, like set me back, you know? And I know it's just because you are so conditioned, and I know we all are, right? I fight these demons all the time, but, you know, but that was an important conversation to have because, like, I don't know that you realize how you make me feel when you say those things.
I completely understand what you're saying and where you're coming from with this. I really do. And I just want to say here, I know that's the way it's been, and I never ever want to make you feel less than or you are not as good as you are, like all those things. And I hope that that's been the progression that's been happening with us late. Like I don't ever want you to ever feel again like you can't be yourself or be who you want to be, because it's a fucking awesome person and I love it now more than, you know, I ever have. And especially, which brings me to the next question, is because last night you said you thought you were broken. What does that mean? And I want to know, like, because I know you've been feeling this way and I know, like, there's been reasons for it. I know, you know, all the things, but you've been very, what's the word? Sexually aggressive.
Oh boy.
What do you mean when you said you thought you were broken?
Well, look, for all the way, there are so many ways, and I felt like this a long time. Again, I think you're for the first time seeing me and giving me what I need, which is maybe making me feel like I can be more myself. Although I do think I've always been myself. Look, and I said this in the Letting Your Freak Flag Fly episode that I did by myself a few months ago. I've always felt, you know, different. And I've always felt, and that was one of the things that always attracted me to you, was that I felt like you always felt different too. Like you always felt sort of like you were kind of like this quote unquote outcast, or, you know, you didn't quite fit into any, like, you know, you were sort of like you beat to your own drum. And I think, you know, as
just call me a rebel.
Well, yeah, maybe, but
sounds cooler.
But I look, I'm 46. I still love to, granted, with a different kind of next day, but I still love to party. I still love to have fun. I do things that people might think are questionable. Although, you know, not illegal or anything. And I am a very sexual person. I've always been. That never stopped. The only thing that really stopped was, you know, that I didn't feel quite like you received it so well. And I said the other day, you know, in the past, I don't know, couple months, you've given me like more orgasms than you had the entire 20 years of our relationship. And a lot of that, again, is you showing up and paying attention and making it a priority. And, you know, again, we did the Awakening the Sex Talk Demons, one of our most downloaded episodes ever, because nobody goes there. And the things that were said in that episode and the fights that we had and everything, which were really real, I would do it again 1,000 times over, because I do think that that's what led to this. And you know, and I do think there are a lot of people who are just satisfied with just, you know, pretty good sex. I will never be satisfied with pretty good sex. And what?
Nothing. Keep going.
No, tell me.
No. Keep going.
But I won't.
We'll get there.
Oh, fuck.
Well, look, do you remember when you said you were broken?
Yeah.
Last night?
I think it all the time. I post stuff on Instagram stories like as a joke, but also I'm not broken. Just I'm so fucking different, I feel like.
Well, all right. So we'll get to Hi Danielle now, I guess.
Well, I think that what I want to say is, number one, you know, look, when you talk about body image still, and I'm not going to just like let you off the hook for it, I think that the excuse, you know, I'm sorry, people can get mad at me for saying this, the asshole in you comes out, and the unevolved, man, I don't know how else to say it, comes out, and it's number one, a turn off. Number two, makes me, again, for all the fighting that I've had to do and how much I've done and tried to get ahead with our relationship, it makes me, again, so upset and sorry for all the women who are living the same thing. And again, to all of you out there, I will tell you, like, sexiness is a vibe, whether or not your partner gets it. It is, and you can do with that what you want, but there are people out there who will find you sexy and who will find you beautiful and who will devour you no matter your size or how toned or tight you are. And, you know, and I think that, a lot of my years were spent wishing I had somebody who would do that for me. And I feel like you're finally doing it, but these conversations make me feel like it's conditional. And that is, look, I'm always waiting for the other shoe to drop, right? Like, that's just how I am and from everything we've been through. And so there is part of me, these last couple months have been unreal. And there is part of me that's like, it's going to end. He's going to come out of this. You know, he's riding high from this boudoir shoot, and maybe it'll end, or maybe he's gonna all of a sudden be like, oh fuck, you know, she's not the woman I, you know, like, I'm always waiting for the other shoe to drop. And so while I am enjoying every moment of this, I am also a little bit like, it's not gonna last. Look, I'm gonna say this and then I want to move on, and maybe we'll do a whole episode about it or something, because obviously it still is a subject that very much, like, we're only just getting started as women fighting for ourselves and everything for this. And I just want to get to a place where we love each other for each other, and how, and what we do for each other. We have always had this incredibly intense connection and everything. And I don't want it to be stunted by something as silly and ridiculous as body size. And I am going to, you know, keep showing up on my platform and on our podcast for myself, and also for, like, all the women who are me. And also, I hope you will appreciate moving forward that you have a fucking wife who like wants to have this amazing connection and this physical connection and everything, and that that weight has nothing to do with it. And so that is my, you know, my kind of plea to you, and that the second half of your life begins when you realize that this is all fucking bullshit and we've been duped this entire time.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
I think over the last so long, call it weeks, months, whatever, like you said, I finally see you and appreciate you, right? I hope that's come across. I think it has, and I think that's been reflective on what our relationship has been like over the last however many, whatever. But I was, I don't ever, I will never make you feel
that's better
bad about yourself or less than or anything, because I've been showing you how I feel about us, how I feel about you. Mm-hmm. And that's what I want. And I feel so good about us, mm-hmm. like more than I ever have. And it feels good to treat you and treat myself and treat us in this way that it's been. Mm-hmm. And look, I get nervous, you know. Look, everybody fights, everybody, you know, it happens, whatever.
We just did.
We just did for like 2 hours.
Well, we just turned off the mic.
Can you tell where the break was? Mm-hmm. But I feel like where we are also, maybe we can handle those fights a little bit better than we could have in the past.
Oh, you respond to me completely differently than you used to.
And I think you spoke to me a little bit differently than you used to.
Okay, that's fair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think with having this appreciation of each other, we're maybe those fights can be not quite as intense. Or like, mm-hmm. I mean, this was a little intense. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're feeling it.
Well, this is something, you know, that is an intense feeling. And I guess I feel not only responsible for myself, but I feel responsible for, you know, a whole fucking shitload of women who, you know, feel like they've been invisible because they don't meet certain standards, and yet we're fucking phenomenal. So fuck all that shit.
You are phenomenal.
Thank you. You appreciate are. That. All right. Yes. And please, out there, tell your women how phenomenal they are. I'm not kidding. All of them. I don't care who they are in your life. Friend, whatever. Just fucking tell them they're phenomenal.
All right.
All right. Let's move on now to embarrass me.
Speaking of phenomenal, you are a phenomenal high.
Uh-huh. Last night I was, oh my God. And I don't want to reveal the gummies because I want to have a, I want to collaborate with them. Mm. And I want, and then I will reveal which it was. But oh my God, they were, I bought them like literally on marketing, right? Like they were, their marketing was great. And I was like, okay, that sounds amazing. So I bought them, and I have been waiting to take one because the kids, whatever, the kids are home or I have work to do or, you know, whatever it is. And I took one yesterday and it was awesome.
Well, you sent me a link to a company and we're like, look at these, buy these. I was like, okay, mm-hmm. Let me take a look. You know, mm-hmm. we don't smoke weed. Like we don't. So I don't know anything about gummies. I don't know. So I was like, okay, Danielle sent me this. I'll take her word for it. So they have one for sleeping and one for when you wake up. So I bought one of each. And that was like 4 months ago. I haven't touched them since I bought them. Mm-hmm. And then like 3 weeks ago, you were like, oh, look, I bought these. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, what the fuck is the difference? You told me to buy the, like I took your word for it. And you're like, don't take that shit. Take these.
No, I was looking. So I went on a rampage recently of like, I all of a sudden when we were starting to like really connect and everything, I was like, okay, I want to try this and I want to try this and I want to try this and I want to try this. So like I was by it makes me think about my purchase. Did you think about my purchase last night too? Do you remember what I bought last night?
No, I have that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll get to that. But anyway, I was very much like, okay, I want to, you know, spice things up and I'm going to get this. And then like, you know, I guess again, marketing, they were like, your inhibitions, just not that I have any inhibitions anyway, but like they just melt away and this and that. And I was like, yes, good. That's what I want. So I bought these and, you know, and I also had bought, look, I get a lot of sex toys for free. Because of, you know, promotional stuff. Sometimes I love them. Sometimes they're eh. I only promote the ones I absolutely love because you don't have to promote them if you don't love them. So so anyway, I got one that I absolutely loved. Like, and then I bought another one. And then I was like, I got some more for free. And like, I was just, you know, it was just a weird situation where I was doing all these sexual things at the same time.
Wait, are we talking about sex toys or gummies?
Oh, like, all the above. Okay. I'm all over the place. I'm all over the map. Okay. I'm all over the map. Plus the lingerie from the, you know, it was just like a, like I was ready to like fucking explode from like, what's it called? Libido. So, yeah, so I bought these gummies and, you know, I've been waiting to try them. I wanted to try them with you. So I took one last night. I took one last night after having like two drinks. And and our son, should I even go there or no?
Right. Let me.
No,
let me.
I don't know. I don't know if we should even go there.
All right. First of all,
I know our people are good, but like, no, we shouldn't go there. Let's do a whole other episode about that. Parenting and all that all shit.
Right. First of all,
oh boy,
you took a gummy, right? So you were two drinks in, you took a gummy, and you were like, I'll be right back, or whatever. You texted me, it was like 5 minutes after you took the gummy, and you were like, I'm feeling it.
I did.
I'm feeling it.
I did.
Yeah. And then
I even texted my best friend who's like, does this a lot. And I was like, oh shit. Like, is that right? Like,
yeah. And then every 10 minutes afterwards, you were telling me how amazing you felt for like 4 hours.
Because I wanted you to take one too. I didn't want to be by myself.
I know. Right. So for like 30 minutes, you were like, take it. Take it, bitch. Take it. Take the fucking gummy. And like, look, I've had like three drinks. I know I don't smoke weed. Like, I don't eat gummies. I don't do it. But I'm not against it. I would love to enjoy it. I don't think it works for me.
I was telling you, you would enjoy it.
My last experience was I had a few drinks. This is years ago. And I smoked and I was fucking sweating. I was passed out. I went to bed like no good. No bueno for me. Like, it did not work. So I was like, oh, should I take it? I was like, and you kept like, take it, take it, take it, take it.
Yeah, because I was worried. The whole thing with why I bought them was that like they were supposed to, you know, make you more like horny.
Yeah, we'll get there too.
All right, and I was like, I don't want to be hornier and he's not hornier. That just makes me look stupid.
So I took one of your gummies in front of you and then I walked away and spit it in the garbage can.
What a fucking douchebag you are.
But.
Oh, that's gaslighting.
Yeah, it is. I was trying to just shut you up from like egging me on to take the gummy. But I went upstairs and took the other ones you told me to buy.
Yeah, a
sleepy gummy. It was getting to be nighttime. Like, I was like, I was just getting started. Already. I know you were. So I took half a sleepy gummy. I have no idea if I had effect from it whatsoever because that was probably like, 2 milligrams of whatever.
Oh my God. And this whole time, I thought you were on the same high I was.
Nope.
And now all the shit that I was saying to you feels so dumb.
Oh my God. All right. So, yeah. So, Ian was home.
No, he wasn't supposed to be home.
So, Ian was home in front of us. And I think...
I texted you.
He was talking to us. And while he's talking to us, you shifted your head and put your mouth up, your hand up against your mouth. And like, I think he knows.
I was laughing hysterically.
He couldn't stop laughing. I checked my phone. You text me. I think he knows.
And he's such a good boy. Like, not good. Like, you know, he's just a mensch. Like, I don't know how else to explain it. Like, He even looked at us. What did he say before he left? He's like, this has been a very good, this has been a moment for us.
He's like, are you high? I know you're high. Are you high? Like, and we're like,
Well, he didn't ask you. No, he didn't ask you if you were high.
Right.
He thought you were totally fine.
Right.
Which is the shit kicker, because if anybody's fucking been like high on whatever more times than anything, it's you.
I've been high in fucking 30 years.
Okay. No, I mean, okay, fine. But like, and he kept saying it to me, and I'm like, I didn't know how to answer. And also, I'm sort of like, I'm a fucking adult, number one. Number two, I'm a super responsible-ish adult. Number three, like, you know, you're not supposed to be here. Like, there were all these things that I was sort of like, okay, I don't know how to answer this right now. And also, like, I'm a good parent, and also, like, I'm a person.
Well, all right.
And I know I have lots of friends who are moms who smoke weed and everything. And I'm like, you fucking do whatever you have to do. Like, I don't give a shit. And now I'm like, yeah, now it's my turn.
Yeah. No, he was a good sport. He was fun. Like, and then he went on his way. Whatever.
Yeah. He was sort of like, okay, you guys have fun. You know, and look, we're a very open household. I try to be very open. We try to be very open. That's the least of his problems right now when, you know, he's got us as parents. So,
oh, wait a minute.
It was just,
I forgot,
like another day in the Silverstein home.
We ordered food. It was a Chinese restaurant, but you wanted pad thai, and this Chinese restaurant has pad thai. So it was delivered, but I guess it wasn't regular pad. It's like for 10 minutes, you went on about how this is not real pad thai. The noodles were different.
I don't remember that.
So for 10 minutes, I was hearing, this pad thai is not right.
Oh, really?
This pad thai, the noodles aren't the right pad thai noodles.
I don't remember any of that.
And then the horniness aspect of it is, all right, look,
Wait, are you going to tell about Amazon?
No, I'll get there.
Okay.
All right. Well,
that I
first.
Remember.
All right, fine.
That
do
was
that first.
Early.
So you're somewhere. I don't know where you went.
I'm texting my friend.
My phone, Sarah. I get an alert. An Amazon order was placed. So I look at what it is. And I thought it was like those steps for dogs to get into a bed.
Yeah, it looks like that.
That's what I thought it was. And no. I'm like, what? All right, let me read this. What the fuck was it?
So I have been wanting to order that for months. And I'll put it on. Do we have an Amazon store?
It's going back, by the way.
No, it is fucking not going back. Don't even go there. Yeah. It is not going back. I have been eyeing this for months. So it is. It looks like a gestational pillow or something, or like a elderly pillow kind of thing that, like, if you're
like for elderly dogs to get
or,
into cars.
No, or if you're like old or whatever. It is supposed to be the most amazing sex pillow ever. Okay, and the other night,
oh right, that's
I'm gonna go there right now. The other night you were doing this like pelvis thing. And I was obsessed, but yet you were also sort of like, fuck, I wish you didn't like this. So this was for you that I bought this. But anyway, this pillow is supposed to be like elevate sex to the next level. And I've been wanting to get it forever, but I couldn't, like, it's $250. So I was like, I can't spend $250 on like a sex pillow. And then all of a sudden I was like, I can spend $250 on a sex pillow.
High, you can spend anything. 100%.
And so I ordered it and I was sort of like, don't you fucking dare cancel it. And now I'm so excited to get it. In fact, it might be outside right now. In which case, it's on.
So we have to have sex outside in the patio?
No, we could bring it in. Yeah.
All right. By the way, all right, speaking of like your horniness or whatever this weed is supposed to do to you or whatever, it fucking did. You did.
And I don't need any help.
Listen, we talked in the past about how I'm not vocal in the bedroom. I never been, but I'm getting better.
You've gotten much better.
Much better. You didn't shut your fucking mouth for 45 minutes while we were having sex. There was more dirty talk than I've ever heard in my, for 20 years.
Oh my God.
This was more talk than I
know. I vaguely remember. Stop. And I was like forcing you to say shit.
And I'm like, do I laugh? Do I get
You were laughing.
Was I laughing? Yeah. Oh my God.
You were laughing.
I was laughing all night.
You were laughing.
Maybe the weed hit a little bit for me, but I don't know.
No, I think it was more just reacting today. I know. I remember I was saying all the things. But I thought you were as high as I thought you would have taken the same gummy that I did. I didn't know I was being gaslit, motherfucker. I literally was like, oh, he's on the same wavelength I am. So if I tell him to tell me that he wants to, you know, pound me like a, I don't even know what, then he'll like totally get it. Meanwhile, you're on like fucking like a Claritin or something.
Claritin.
Benadryl. Yeah.
I can breathe very well.
No, whatever the... What is it?
Wait a minute.
What do you
First
take
of all,
when you're going to sleep?
This is what you told me to buy. It was sleepy time weed.
That was like, way before whatever. I even did the research. I just saw it and I was like, buy it. Yes, I do remember being very, very vocal. And then I kicked you out of the room.
Yes. So, all right. First of all, I don't know the exact amount of time that we were actually in bed.
It was a long time.
It was like 45 minutes or an hour. Like we were active. Like it was going for a long time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
And I had like two amazing orgasms.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. So I figured like when we're done, we're done. Mm-hmm. Not the case.
No.
Right. So...
This is where I say I'm fucking broken.
This is when you said you were broken.
I'm broke. No, I said it a few times during the night. But
so you were like, put up or get the fuck out.
Yeah. Well, can I be honest? You, after sex, get like ticklish or something. Like you can't even be touched after sex.
Yeah.
You get like very...
How do you... I don't even know how to describe it. Like after... It's very sensitive or mm-hmm. very tingly or very like it's too much, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. So like maybe a little downtime until, but it's been so long from last night. Like there's no downtime. Like it's, there was an hour of that going on.
Yeah. So I was still like raring to go.
Yeah. That second
I'm actually
going
to talk to my therapist about this tomorrow because it really is bothering me.
Why?
Because I
it's not a
first,
bad thing, is it?
No, I felt this morning I woke up feeling very guilty. Like, did I make him feel like he was less than? Did I make him feel like I need more than him? Like, because I do sometimes feel like I'm broken. Like, for a long time, maybe the sex we had was like fine or even maybe good for some people. Mm-hmm. What you've been doing for me lately has been mind blowing. And then I'm like, okay, you can go in the other room now. I still need more.
Honestly, I was happy to leave at that point.
Well, but I did. I was sort of like, shit, did I make him feel less than? Because I like told him, I was like, go, you can go in Mia's room now. Like either, but I didn't even have to be sex. I just wanted to like touch and whatever. Like I've always said, I like to keep it going as long as I can. Right? Like I want to touch you. I want to like, mm-hmm. you know, and you were just sort of like, okay, I'm done. So, you know, I knew I had my sex toys and I had like porno to watch and whatever. And I was sort of like, okay, you are dismissed.
Well, I got up to check on you and the door was shut and locked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I locked it. I was sort of like, well, we still had Jonah home.
So I was like, all right, I'm going to bed.
Yeah. Oh, I'm glad because when this morning when I woke up, I was really feeling guilty. I was sort of like, I really hope that, you know, finally like we're having the sex I've always dreamed of. And then I'm sort of like, okay, that's not enough. I think I even said to you at one point last night, like, do you want me to take another lover?
You may have.
I think so. Because I was like, I don't know what's wrong with me.
Mm. Mm. No, you know what? I'm offended.
Yeah. No.
Now I am. I wasn't.
Right.
Now I'm feeling it.
No, I felt bad this morning when I woke up. I was sort of like, I texted my therapist and I was like, I know I'm supposed to see you Tuesday. Can I see you tomorrow?
No, honestly, look, I know you felt great while I was there.
What makes you say that?
Twice. And I felt great while I was there. Mm-hmm. I feel like we accomplished our goals. Mm-hmm. And
I was going for extra credit.
You're going for extra credit. Mm-hmm. I was never an overachiever.
No.
So mm-hmm. you got to do what you got to do. Mm-hmm. That's okay. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with that. Mm-hmm. As long as, look,
Look, it's what I do when you're at work.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You don't send me videos or anything.
I'm not sending you videos. No way.
No, like, I'm at the point now. I've grown.
No shit.
I know that
you've
like
evolved.
I've taken care of you.
No shit.
And we, you know, it was done. We did like we did it. You know, like it's not just like it's me and I'm done and you're not and like whatever. Like you were done. You were good. So I felt confident in the fact that,
okay,
like, you
good.
Were pleased.
Because I was worried that you were going to be like, what the fuck do I have to do? Like,
a little bit,
really?
Actually.
Right. Like, what the fuck do I, like, she's not,
I
she is
do
ne- never satiated.
Orgasms. I just can't do it.
Yeah. And so I did feel bad. But also, you know, look, this is new. And again, I say have the conversations because this was, I don't know that we would have gotten here without those conversations. And you realizing that. Maybe you weren't being as selfless as you could be in the bedroom. And I think a lot of that has changed since. I mean, I know a lot of that has changed
and
since.
I've been enjoying it.
No shit.
Yeah.
It turns out.
I love pleasing you.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like you feel like the man, as you should.
Right.
Right. Whereas, like, before I was always sort of like, you know. Okay, good night. Like, yeah. And now I'm like, no, stay, don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like ready to like tie you to the bed to keep you there.
And sometimes I do like afterwards when we're still playful. Like, I do enjoy that sometimes. Just like last night, I was like,
right.
I'm overwhelmed.
Yeah.
I need to leave. Danielle's
I was a lot.
Fucking high.
I was a lot. I'm a lot on a daily basis, if you haven't noticed. Just in general, as a person. That when, you know, I'm on a gummy and, you know, like, I don't need help with libido. I don't know.
Are we taking one tonight?
Is it too late? We got to get the kids up in the morning.
Ugh, you got to fucking work. It's Passover tomorrow.
I know. See? You should be home.
Happy Pesach, everybody.
It's Chag Sameach.
Chag Sameach.
Yeah, it's Chag Sameach.
All right. Closing now. We didn't talk about this last time. I don't think because it's from my notes from last week about our bucket list. Is if there's anything
we
else
we talked about? That.
We did.
Yeah.
All right. Don't
like
remember.
Like in detail.
All right. Then I'm done. We did.
We did. Yeah. Yeah. And I have all kinds of Instagram stuff about period sex and towels and people's rituals and everything like before sex. I asked, remember we told the towel story last week about how like, and the towel's white again. How'd you do that?
Told you. You were like, throw it out. Get some new towel. I'm like, just fucking wash it.
I know.
It's all good.
But now it's in my hair and I'm sort of like, but it was clean.
So it'd be a strawberry blonde.
So I asked all kinds of questions, and oh my God, there were like, the people are amazing that they even like will put themselves out there. And of course, it's all anonymous and everything, but we need to do a whole episode on just like sex prep and everything.
Is that a woman thing? I don't think it is for men.
Yeah,
I don't have
most,
a ritual.
Most men, no, it was mostly women who answered. But I asked about period sex and stuff. I wish I had broken it into like categories of female and male. I did not. Maybe I'll do that again next week. But
I can't imagine what a
like you don't
is.
Do anything. Like you don't like if you know you're gonna have sex later. Like you don't. Or if what if you've like gone to the bathroom?
Oh, I wipe. Like
with a wet wipe.
Yeah. Like
okay,
I
but
clean
what
myself,
if
I'll shower?
Okay, but what if no, you don't shower because if we're having spontaneous sex, and you don't.
No, like if I know it's happening.
Right, but what if you don't?
Then I don't poop that day.
No, if you don't know it's happening, you can't not poop.
But I have a feeling it's going to happen, so I'm like, I'll just hold that till tomorrow.
No, stop. What about just, do you have those dude wipes, right? Is that what that is? I shouldn't even use the name.
No, yeah, don't use the name.
I have wipes that I will put on our Amazon store once it's going that I probably use 14 times a day.
Do you flush them?
Yeah, they're totally, like, they're everything safe. Septic, everything.
Well, leave them on the fucking toilet so I can use them, too.
I mean, they smell like roses.
I don't give a shit. My gas can smell like a rose. That's fine.
Okay. But I, yeah, I'm always, just in case, I'm, like, on the defensive. I'm like, okay, it might happen. So I just need to, yeah.
Good idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then I, like, I do a little, I put a little, like, perfume here and
yeah,
there.
Yeah, you're...
Do I smell good?
You smell amazing. Matter of fact, when I'm showering, your smells are still in there in the bathroom when I'm getting ready, and I love that.
Oh,
like,
yay.
It reminds me of you while I'm getting ready, and, like, I like
I
it.
Was
going to
come in the shower the other day and shower with you, and then I was sort of like, he might not like that.
Mm.
Yeah, I want to shower with you.
I don't know. What do you think about showering with your I don't know.
I just wanted to like wash you. I didn't have to be anything more.
Can I be under the water?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah,
come
yeah,
on
yeah.
In.
No,
yeah.
I just wanted to like wash you.
Yeah, I just don't want to be the one standing on the outside.
Yeah, like the, what's his name? Paul something from Mad About You. When he's like, showering together is stupid. And it is.
Mad About You? Was that Paul Reiser?
Mad About You. Paul Reiser, yeah. Anyway, we're being
Helen
stupid.
Hunt?
Yep.
Good show.
Mm-hmm. We're being dumb. Let's stop now. Okay. People stopped listening 15 yeah, minutes ago. Again, I'm going to say it this week. Nobody did it last week. The week before was good, but Apple's being a fucking pain in the ass for independent podcasters. Please, please, please go and just give us a rating and review there and on Spotify. And, you know, we read every one, and we're so grateful for them all. So thank you. And, yeah, I'm so, again, grateful for all the love and the feedback on the boudoir shoot. And we are going to do a couples one.
I guess
we are. And it's going to be fantastic. And yeah, so thanks so much. And next week, I'm going to have the photographer on, who is now my friend and I love. And I hope everyone will tune in for that.
Just let me know when it's going to be. I need like a month. I would like to do push-ups and pull-ups and stuff. I just gotta
I was going to do it for like, we could either do it for Father's Day or for.
When's Father's Day?
June. But or we could do it in June, or we could do it for our anniversary. Which, do you know what our anniversary is?
Of course I do.
When is it?
August 2nd.
No.
3rd.
Yeah.
2002. Yeah, August 3rd.
Yeah.
I confused the 3 and the 2. Yeah.
So we could do it for either of those. I will not be working out or prepping
anyway.
But I will have the hair and makeup person there.
You can just stand on the sideline cheering me on.
But I have to wear different outfits. I'm going to have to figure out different outfits.
So, like, what the fuck am I, like, am I wearing something? Like,
yeah, you're
going to
wear boxer shorts and look amazing. No. When you come out of the shower in boxer shorts, I'm like, damn.
Do they give you one of those things to stuff your pants?
Like, well, Kim Kardashian now. I went on Skims because someone told me.
What's that?
Kim Kardashian's brands.
Skims?
Skims. Okay. S-K-I-M-S. I went on because someone told me that the sweatpants were amazing. Because I won't buy like shapewear or anything anymore. But they were like, no. Her sweatpants are amazing. So I was like, okay, I'll go on. I love a good pair of sweatpants. So I go on and I'm sort of like perusing and everything. So she has bras with built-in like hard nipples that you can have.
Okay.
Right? And I'm sort of like, I'm not sure I quite get that. I feel like I wear liner bras sometimes just to not have the nipples show. But okay. Listen, to each their own.
Mm-hmm.
She has the extra butt. So she has a bodysuit that has like more padding in the ass, so okay. Make your ass look big. Like, she's, it's like no joke. But like the nipple thing, I'm sort of like, listen, again, you do whatever makes you feel good. But I'm also sort of like, what if then you're making out with a guy and he goes to feel the nipples, then he's like, those aren't real.
Yeah, that might be weird. Like, I don't know of guys being like, oh my God, like, she teased me with big nipples and they weren't.
Oh,
you know
I think
what I
hard
mean?
Nipples are super hot.
Really?
Oh, I love a hard
no,
nipple.
No, like, I don't think, like, I think, at least for me, I can't speak for all guys, like, nipples are wonderful. But
no,
like,
shit.
It's not like how big are they or how
no,
not. Or...
No, it's more like it's a hard nipple. I guess maybe so that people don't know that you're wearing a padded bra. I don't know. I need more information about it. But, and like I said, you do you go, whatever with your bad self. But I'm interested in the whole nipple thing because I feel like sometimes I try to hide having hard nipples.
Well, don't most women when they're out, like wearing bra, like out?
I don't know.
Out?
I don't know, but maybe I shouldn't be. Maybe I should be like flaunting the hard nipples to the world, in which case.
No, you're not. Those are my nipples.
I just snorted. All right. On that note, let's go.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Love you.
Love you.
Bye.